Beauty News family, welcome to this week's episode of Beauty News. This is the 26th of April edition, and we're going to be talking about new release beauty products and updates of things that have popped up in the last week.
Yes.
We also publish these episodes as podcasts, so if you ever want to listen to them as a podcast on your way to work, while you're at the gym, while you're just bumming around the house doing some chores, you can find a link down below.
Awesome. So as per usual, we're going to be starting with updates. So these are things that we have spoken about in the past and we're giving you updates on. So let's do it. The first one's by CoverGirl. And do you remember a few months ago we saw Katy Perry wearing like a Revolution eyeshadow palette to the Grammys, I believe it was?
Yeah.
Well, they've released that collection. Mm. So it's the Her Majesty eyeshadow collection. So there's four palettes. There's Reign, Revolution, Overthrown, and Ascension. So they're quite large palettes. When you open them up, it looks like it's a combination of different eyeshadows, but they're all in different shapes, and some of them look like blushes and bronzers. It's strange.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's the end.
It's like they're like three times bigger than the actual eyeshadows.
Why do they need to be like that?
I don't know. But I think that's CoverGirl's way of trying to introduce some trendy color combinations, maybe. Mm. But these are now available at Walmart. So there you go. Another update. So Lady Gaga, we've spoken in the past about her bringing out House Beauty. And we've got some news that there's been spotted a boutique on the Las Vegas Strip that's opening up for her brand. So the reports say that they're debuting the new line and boutique in late May. So we might be seeing the collection a lot earlier than we expected.
Wow.
But that's an update. Last week we talked about the MAC Viva Glam 25 anniversary lipstick. We described it, but we've got more images of it. So that's just quickly a quick update. There we go. You can see it on the screen.
Little update on Sugar Pill. So we saw an image with a lollipop, a drippy, goopy lollipop, and it's relating to this, the Love Bites collection. So it's two new lip glosses in the shades Swipe Left and TTYN, so Talk To You Never. And then there are two matte liquid lipsticks in No Thanks and Next. And they're all glittery.
Yeah, so the matte liquid lipsticks we've seen before from them. They're the sort of slow release glitter. So as you press your lips together, the glitter releases. But the lip glosses with the glitter and the stain are a brand new formula from Sugar Pill. These are all out now.
$18 each.
There we go.
New stuff. So Beauty Blender have re-released their chill. They called it the Chill Beauty Blender. It's a mint shade for $4.20.
Yeah, and I think this was only available for like a day because I looked for this just earlier today. It's way past the 20th of April and it's gone. And they had the Swirl Cleanser back again. These seem like they're the only green-related things in the collection or in their past collection. So they're really trying to jump on the 420 bandwagon. And it's not the first brand that we're going to see just release something completely unrelated just to get the sort of 420 action.
Hashtags.
Yeah,
get on it.
Get that popularity.
Yeah. We have the newest mini Zodiac palette from BH Cosmetics. This is Taurus for May. It's a 9-color palette made up of earth tones and like greens.
Yep.
Shimmery and matte formula.
So just like the other ones, it's $14. It's available now. And usually we wonder what people think about these who have the star sign.
Mm.
It's my star sign, so I can comment on it. I actually don't hate this.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't probably go out of my way to buy it, but those two murky greens are the greens that I really love incorporating into gold or brown looks. So the brown, the golds, and the greens, I like it. And I feel like I'm being a cliche here, but it's working for me. If I saw this in store and I just walked past it, I'd probably be like, okay, why not? $14.
Not bad.
But having to order it online, I wouldn't go to that effort. But I think it's sort of earthy, and I like those. Having brown eyes, brown hair works for me. So As a Taurus, I don't hate it.
Another product from BH Cosmetics are these new power pencils. They're available in 10 shades, matte and metallic, or matte and shimmer formulas. They're available now and they're retailing for $8 each.
Yeah, so they're waterproof. They're supposed to be intense pigment. So there we go. I do want to comment briefly on the shade range, though. It's kind of bland. One brown, one black, a white, silver, nude, two Tiffany blues, cobalt blue. It's pretty bland.
It's bland.
It's almost though they've gone the traditional boring colours, which every eye pencil range does need, but the colours are just like matte versus shimmery version of the same colour.
Yeah, I
want red.
I'm not going to be running to the
BH Cosmetics store.
Just buy these.
All right. We've seen a lot of new products from Bite Beauty. So we've got the Agave and Nighttime Lip Therapy, $22. Agave plus Weekly Lip Scrub, $20. Agave plus Daytime Lip Balm, $14. These are all US dollars. Agave plus Superfood Lip Care Set, $56. And new Outburst Longwear Lip Stains, $24 each. They come in three shades. So a hot pink, a bold true red, and a bright orange coral shade. So these are all available now. There's a lot. They really just dumped a whole bunch of new releases. But
they did.
I'm interested in those lip stains.
Yeah, they're pretty.
They're really pretty.
ColourPop have relaunched their cream gel liners and their gel pots. Now, these used to be just in like glass pots with a white top or white sort of pencil type packaging, mechanical pencil. And now they're all coloured and themed.
Yeah, according the packaging corresponds with the colour
of the
liner.
Product, yeah. Yep. These are all existing products, every single one except one of the cream gel pots. They're $6.50 each for the cream gels in the pots. You can buy them $89 for a set. And the gel liners are $5.50 each. You can buy them $99 for a set. And they're out now.
Yeah, so they've just rebranded this to add it to the BFF range with the coloured mascaras and the other liners. But these were products that were out maybe 4 years ago. They were out a long time ago. A lot of people are wondering if the packaging of the pencils are going to be improved because one flaw that they had was the lead would fall out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have improved that, but they definitely look a lot more appealing. But it's just a rebranding. All right, this is news as of this morning, so we don't have too much information about this, but we have seen the second collection with ColourPop and Shayla, so Makeup Shayla. This is launching on the 26th of April, so when you're watching this, it'll be launching very, very, very soon in the next few hours. And so far, all we've really seen is this eyeshadow palette. So it's a nine-pan eyeshadow palette. It's got browns, it's got metallic shades, it's got a pop of yellow, but there is a lot of, you'll see on the screen, she's wearing a lot of different lip colors. So some are glosses, some are mattes. There's one that I want to have a screenshot of. It really drives me bananas. It's like she's moved her mouth and her lips have been stuck together a little bit. And I'm like, why would you put that in the advertising campaign? But it's in there. So possibly lip products as well. But we don't know. As I'm talking, hopefully we'll see more on the screen. But right now it's just the advertising marketing video and the palette.
All right, this one's exciting. So we're going to have a little chit-chat about it. But first, I've got to give you the news.
I feel like out of this whole episode, this is what I want.
This is the one. Yeah, I think that's fair. So Cover FX have launched monochromatic blush and bronzer duos. So these are talc-free, high-impact payoff. There's two bronzers. You've got sun-kissed bronze and suntan bronze, so like a soft bronze and a richer bronze. These are $38 each. Then you have six blush duos. So soft peach, which is a peachy nude. Pink Dahlia, which is a soft pink. You've got Mojave Mauve, Dusty Rose. Warm Honey is a bronzed rose. Spice Cinnamon is a terracotta flush. And Sweet Mulberry is a rich berry. These are also $38 each. And they are available now. So run, don't walk. They're gorge.
They look so gorgeous. So, okay, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you're wondering why we're so excited about these.
Because they're fucking beautiful.
They're not only are they fucking beautiful, but they're two, they're a duo pan. There's a matte half and a shimmery half, and they complement each other.
Yeah.
So the matte, the colors here are gorgeous, from the purples to the reds to the pinks to the peaches. They all look really, really beautiful. And then the complementary shimmery side, which you could use as a topper, you could use as a highlighter, you can use as a blush on its own or a bronzer on its own. I can imagine wearing the bronzers, for example. Mm. You sort of contour or bronzer with the matte side, and then you hit the high points with the shimmer, and it would give you the most gorgeous bronze goddess look. So not only is the concept really cool and the colors are really, really diverse and interesting, but also very wearable, but the pans of the shimmers look fucking gorgeous.
They do.
That these sort of beautiful swirly design, I want it. I want at least two of these in my collection.
Yeah, I want the bronzer, and I probably would buy the bronzer. I'd get the sun-kissed one.
The lighter one.
Yeah, that looks about right for me. And I would say, like, all of the blushes, I really like them. If you are the type of person who wants to use the shimmery side as a highlight and not at all ever as a blush topper, like, if you're just like, no, I wouldn't do that, then it's going to limit what you can buy. But if you are willing to use them as a blush topper, you could buy all of these.
Yeah. I love them all. I want Soft Peach. I want Pink Dahlia. Yeah. I want Warm Honey. I want Spice Cinnamon. I want Sweet Mulberry. And I may as well just finish it off with Mojave Mauve, even though I don't really love pink blushes.
No, neither do
I. But I'm torn. I would have to swatch these in store.
Yeah.
Because they are so hard to pick between. Yeah,
these are beautiful. Yeah. I want them all too.
They're so gorgeous. I haven't been excited about a blush release for years.
No.
And this is the one where I'm like, all right, you have my attention. Good job. These has probably come to Australia in a year's time.
I know.
Or probably just around Christmas. I don't care. I'm waiting.
They're going to be so expensive.
I'm waiting for them. I'm taking one. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they're really, really beautiful.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In a similar kind of concept, but also not as exciting, we've seen two new products from Dior. So this is the Dior Skin Nude Luminizer Blush. So these are, it's like a face luminizer and blush in one. Essentially, it's a very sort of shimmery, doesn't look sparkly. It just looks very iridescent blush. And there is a beautiful sort of coral shade and a plum.
I want these so bad.
These are really pretty. I think these colors just don't do it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I like the colours.
I like the concept of them, but I know that those colours on me don't work.
Yeah.
If there was an orangey peach one, I would be like, Dior, you have my fucking money. But these are currently available, and they're $71-ish Australian dollars, which we don't usually report in Australian dollars because it's often just conversion at the time.
Yeah.
But they're $48. So there's Coral Pop and Plump Pop. I don't know if that's actually a misspelling on their website as plum.
Sure. Yeah.
But they're pretty. For deeper skin, that purple would be
gorgeous. These are beautiful.
And also these are new packaging. So the old Dior Skin Show sort of face products, which there's a whole line of them in the past, these are now 70% less bulky and 45% lighter than before. They are now available at Saks.
Face Halo are releasing a body exfoliator.
I thought this was an April Fool's joke, just a little bit too late. If you're familiar with Face Halo, they have Chloe Morello as like the spokesperson of it. She doesn't run the company or anything. No. She's just paid to be this face of it. And it's essentially a really sturdy microfiber cloth in a little circle. And you get a pack of three. In Australia, they're, I think, $22 for a pack of three. And you use it to remove your makeup. They're just a glorified microfiber sponge. But now you can use it on your body. And these are also now available. You buy one pack for $22 Australian. Okay. So it's the same price as buying the three. It looks like a joke. I thought this was a joke.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. They're serious.
It's not a joke.
Just a quick correction. The Face Halo body is $22, $30 Australian dollars, I believe. All right. We have some palettes from possibly a new brand. I have not seen them pop up before. So I'm going to say it is. When I was looking at their Instagram account, they've only got these three releases on there. So unless they've gone back and just wiped all the past photos that they've put on, which brands often do. But this is Hip Dot. They've released three eyeshadow palettes. And what gets me is that the packaging design, which looks like a cutaway stone.
Yeah.
Like a geode sort of design. Gorgeous. The color stories, bang on trend. So there's like a purpley and warm toned pinky orangey red one, which just matches the packaging so perfectly. So that one's called Zion. It's $30. This is US. And there's also one that's more blue, green, gold. And that the packaging is a beautiful, green and aqua sort of cutaway stone. That's C-note, whatever it might be. And then there's a crystal pressed glitter palette. Now, this is where I think the thing falls flat a bit. This, once again, it doesn't even have so much a stone finish. It almost looks like it's a manipulated sort of graphic image. And it's got the wet pressed glitter.
Yeah.
So it's like almost in a jelly or a Vaseline sort of base.
Yeah.
The colors are very pretty, but this is... It looks cool in the marketing swatches. In practice, these are not very functional. They can go off pretty quickly. And a lot of like AliExpress brands release these. So this has made me go, oh, I'm a little bit weary about the brand. But the other two palettes are like bang on trend. They're all $30 each. Or you can buy the blue one and the glitter one with a highlight palette and three mini lip glosses in the Hip Dot Dream Kit for $104. So there we go. That's about that brand. I would love to know in the comments what people think about this brand, if they've tried them before, because in my opinion, I don't know if they're just new or they're just not talked about, but there we go.
From Hourglass, we have some new lip glosses. So these are the Unreal High Shine Volumizing Lip Glosses. It's supposed to be an innovative formula infused with powerful active ingredients for instant hydration and long-lasting volume. They're supposed to make your lips look fuller but never fake and without the sting of traditional lip plumpers, which is interesting. They use light reflecting shimmer and brilliant luster. So there we go. There are
different finishes.
Yeah. So there's four shimmer finishes, sheer shimmer. You've got like a clear with gold, peach and gold shimmer, a fuchsia with pink and a berry shimmer. And then there's a bunch of opaques. You've got a peachy pink, a pinky nude, beige rose, soft pink. It goes on. We don't need to do that. And then there's a soft pearl formula. There's two of these. There's a pink with a gold pearl and a coral with a gold pearl. These are out now and they're retailing for $30 each on the Hourglass website.
Yeah, so there's predominantly nude shades here in all different, like you said, finishes and undertones. But then there are a few corals, a few pinks and a two berries. So that's sort of this sprinkling of shades here. I am actually interested about these with the claims because they're known for their sort of light reflecting properties in their face powders. So I would love to see how that translates to lip glosses. And some of the shades are really pretty.
I have a lot of confidence in Hourglass lip products too. So now that they've, like, they did have lip glosses, but I would say that this is sort of a revamp of that line. And I would totally try these.
All right, from Huda, we have seen some new highlighting products. So these are all over face and body highlighters. So they're like, they're a body illuminator, like a liquid illuminator, sort of similar to, a lot of people are comparing them to the Fenty body lavas, but Becca did them probably about 10 years ago. So yep. I probably compared them to the original Shimmering Skin Perfectors. Not the pressed liquid version. Yeah, the liquid version. So the products are called Nymph, Not Your Mama's Pantyhose. Really? I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, that's supposedly
what they... How is that even relevant?
I think it's because... look, I'm going to try to turn the brain on. You know when you're wearing, like... pantyhose to cover up like uneven leg coloring and texture and stuff. And
so they're saying
use them instead. To add a bit of color and shine, which makes your legs look a lot nicer. Still a fucking horrible name, but I feel like that's the inspiration. It's horrible.
That's a terrible name. Horrible. And also pantyhose don't highlight.
Old school ones used to have a sheen.
Yeah, they did because they're all like made of nylon.
And I think that's what that's referring to. Ooh. And that's why it's not your mama's pantyhose. That's but there's so a cringe. Video of someone applying them to their legs with a brush. So I feel like it looks so bold, it's ridiculous. You will be shining like a...
That's...
No, it's why would not you very put functional.
Liquid highlighter all over your legs?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
That's like the highlighter challenge where everyone was putting highlighter all over their face. Like,
didn't look good.
It doesn't look good. It's funny, but it's completely ridiculous.
But also with these, if you have like a loose highlighter or even a pressed highlighter,
just use that, guys.
Just add a little bit of that into your body moisturizer, put it on your legs, and you've got it for a fraction of the price. Mm. So, but this is clearly leading up to the US summer and the European summer and all that kind of stuff. The Fenty ones sold really well, so I can imagine Huda wanting a slice of that pie.
Yeah.
But there are three shades available. There's Luna, which is a soft white gold shimmer with hints of rose gold and silver. There's Aphrodite, which is a golden bronze shimmer for a true golden finish. And there's Aurora, which is a warm copper shimmer with rich golden pearls.
Aurora looks beautiful on that swatch.
Well, I do want to talk about the swatches in a second, but these are launching 3rd of May and they're $49 each. It's a lot, but just remember that's $10 cheaper than Fenty.
There we go.
But I did want to talk about the swatches because I think they've nailed it with the swatches and the tones that they chose for the arms. It's almost like you can see that by putting this on, even though I'm not saying that everyone needs this product, but you can see that it takes a flat sort of, you see the veins and you see the texture of the skin and it just makes it like a smooth, radiant version.
Yeah.
It's like they've really picked great shades that will complement light, medium and deeper skin tones. So, you know, it's not going to suit the fairest of the fair or the deepest of the deep, but this swatch showcases them really well.
Yeah.
So I have to give her that. She's done that well.
Kylie Cosmetics. Yeah. Got some Kai brows going on. I feel like, was this a thing?
So we saw this, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, she trademarked the name.
Ah, that's right.
So we talked about it years and years and years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a bunch of products. There's a brow pencil, which has an ultra-fine tip for precise detailing and a spoolie for brushing and blending. There's a brow pomade. It's supposed to be smudge-proof. There's a brow powder duo, which has two velvety smooth powders for a customizable look. There's a brow gel, which is a lightweight brush-on gel. There's a brow highlighter, which comes in two formulas, matte and shimmer. And there's a brow brush, which is a define angle tip and a spoolie double-ended brush. Since releasing on the 29th of April.
Going on to the next item that is not related to cannabis, marijuana, weed, But they decided to
go there anyway
and try to release something that sounded trendy. We've got Lime Crime. So these are the new Lip Blaze Cream Liquid Lips. Lip Blaze Cream Liquid Lips. Now, it's available in 12 buttery shades to keep your lips hydrated AF.
Oh, good.
See, this is what we have a problem with this marketing. It's not people that smoke weed. I've got no problem with that. It's this fucking tacky marketing.
So cringe.
Yeah, so...
I feel like this is like your dorky Aunt Janet being like, do you want to smoke a blunt?
I'm a cool mum too.
No, you're not.
But, and this is also, it's only available to the US and Canada. It's like really making a point, which is really strange. It's a weird choice. But essentially these are lip glosses that have nothing else related to marijuana other than they're green and the name and they released on 420. But these are a bunch of brown lip glosses.
I just cringe so hard I think I pop some fucking brain vessels.
Fair. I was going to say, if it wasn't for the marketing and the fact that they're not actually shipping to the rest of the world, even though there's no ingredients there that are, like, banned or anything, I actually really like this range of nudes, yeah, and I would have totally picked one or two of these up if I was able to and was placing a Lime Crime order, which is very rare anyway, so doesn't matter.
All right, Linda Hallberg.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Now, this is interesting. So her Eternal eyeliner launched... earlier this year, or
I think it was about a month ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Mm.
And apparently people were having some pretty serious issues with it. Basically they said, I'm going to read this out. Let's do it, because I think this prop should be given where it's due. They said, Eternal Eyeliner, we're sorry we failed you. The absolute most important thing to us is to produce top quality products for you guys. There's nothing that we work harder for and take larger pride in than the quality of our products. The Eternal Eyeliner was first of its kind manufactured with a new innovative free ink technique. We've been working on the production for 2 years and every sample has been working flawlessly. But something happened when we scaled up the production and we've decided to take it off the market and replace every single one of you that got a bad sample. There is a link in their bio to their website for more information. And then they gave everyone a 15% discount off everything.
Yeah, but that has since...
Ended.
Yep. So that sucks. But I did see a few people in the comments when we spoke about that, or shortly after, like the weeks after, that saying that they did order it and they were really disappointed because it was very dry, it wasn't releasing ink properly, and it was something that, like, especially people that tried the brand for the first time, they were really disappointed at the price tag and the fact that they got a dodgy product. But it's really great that they listen to feedback, yeah, and they, for all those people who did comment that, make sure you go and get your refund or, yeah, whatever it might be, because you're entitled to it. And I think you should get it.
Yeah.
You put up with their shit, you should, yeah, get refunded, yeah, for it.
And I mean, if they're willing to do it, then... it's, if you've ended up with a dodgy product, then you're entitled to a refund.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good of them to step up to the plate and not, yeah, sort of try and dust this under the rug. They've taken ownership that something's gone wrong. They put their big
girl panties on.
Yeah. And they're going to work on that. So, you know, I think it's good.
Yes, I agree. Like, it sucks that it happened.
Yeah.
But I hope that it gets cleared up.
Yeah, sometimes things, like, shit happens. Mm. It does.
Shit does happen.
All right, from L'Oreal, we have some new Paradise mascaras. These are coloured.
Yes.
So, they've taken a favourite, which is a Paradise mascara, and they've created 5 new shades. There's a brown, a purple, a sort of orangey gold, a green, and a blue.
Look... people have said fantastic things about this mascara. I have one in a drawer and I just haven't opened it yet, so okay. I don't know if it's great, yep, but people have said great things. What, and the colours really inspire me. The green, the blue, the purple, I'm all there for it. But the photoshopped images drive me absolutely insane. It looks like they got a really, really easy to download free photo editing software. They selected the color, turned up the saturation.
That's what annoyed me about it. It didn't give me confidence in the product, which means I'm just not going to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless people rave about it, they buy it, they try it, yeah. They demonstrate it on camera, and I can see that it looks great. This is a no-go for me just because the misleading marketing just...
I can't
get behind it.
Yeah.
And even then, they turned up the saturation on the purple and looks murky. I don't get it.
I'm not going there. Marc Jacobs have launched their Spring 2019 Runway Collection. It consists of an Omega Glaze all-over foil luminizer in the shade Worth the Wait, which is a shimmering vanilla sugar. It's $49. There's the Omega Shadow. This is $29, and it comes in three shades. There's Violet. That's confusing. I thought it said Roy's.
Roy's.
It's meant to be Rose. And Smoik. No, it's Smoke. So there's a matte rich lilac, a matte vibrant rose, and a matte sea foam grey.
And if you didn't understand what we're referring to, in the names of everything, Marc Jacobs puts an
exclamation mark. Yeah. It's just a little bit confusing in some places where it could pass as an I. There's also the Velvet Noir Major Volume Mascara, $26. Then there is the High Shine Nail Lacquer Set. So there's one called Pastel All, which is a cool pearly pink, and Perfect Storm, which is a warm pewter. Then we have the High On Pretty Set. This contains Melon, which is a soft melon Omega shadow, which is exclusive to this particular set. There's a mini Velvet Noir mascara, the Blacker mini highliner gel eye crayon, and Sugar Sugar mini enamored high shine lip gloss lacquer, and a makeup bag.
Yeah, so the packaging's very cute. It's like pastel shades with white polka dots, and then if it's confusing with the dates, it's the date that the product was shown on the runway. Mm. So that's why they have those dates on there. But I just like the color story. Probably wouldn't buy anything personally.
No,
but it's
until I see the bloody Omega Glaze bronzer and
in person highlighter and they're like, I've got to buy it.
It's limited edition. I've got to buy it. Yeah. Fuckers, they get me.
All right. Physicians Formula has released a new butter box set. This is the baby butter box set, because everything's in a mini version. There we go. That makes sense. So this is now available for $14.88 on Physician Formula. Yeah.
It's a good price.
But there are minis though. Yeah. So, you know, there we go.
You only need minis of these types products.
But it's got the Butter Bronzer in Bronzer, the Butter Blush in Natural Glow, the Butter Highlighter in Pearl, and then a Duo Butter Eyeshadow in Barefoot in Brazil and Sundown, including the Butter Lip Cream in Beijos.
It's an exclusive colour to the
pack. The set, yeah.
And it also contains the Butter Paradise fragrance.
Yeah.
So if you like that, God, it's going to smell like the bronzer and all the other stuff,
yes,
isn't it?
I can't
it's
handle
too
it.
Much.
I can't handle
it's
it.
Too much. Such a strong and offensive scent as well. It's
and
really
I open
like
it up and it literally smells out my house. If you like that coconut lotion-y type strong artificial scent, go for it. Gives me a migraine.
It's
I can't handle
so
it.
It's so strong though. Like it's so, so strong. It permeates things. You could use them to cover up the scent of a decomposing body.
Probably.
You could.
Just open your butter bronzer next to your kitty litter and you won't smell it.
Challenge accepted. All right. Stila, we have some new Beauty Boss lip gloss.
Yeah.
So these are light refracting iridescent pearl lip glosses and they contain hyaluronic acid and oils to help with like volume and hydration and stuff like that. Everyone seems to be bringing out the volumizing lip glosses with no stinging. So that's a thing. There's 12 shades and they're $15 US each. And I believe they're out now.
Yeah, they are. And they all have different, once again, different finishes. Some look more like toppers, like shimmery toppers, maybe less intense than a Jouer lip topper. But they, you know, some have blue shimmer, some have gold shimmer, some are just like that cream finish. Mm. There's a whole variety. There's one that's actually like a blackened color with different sparkles in it. Yeah, so that would actually look beautiful maybe on deep skin tones.
One of them's called Bonus Baby.
Oh.
That would be a... I don't know if that's a happy surprise or a bad surprise.
It's like, yeah, I think I'm going to give birth to one baby, but there's a bonus baby.
Bonus baby.
And now you can have a red lip gloss to match. All right. Tarte have released a new mascara, the Big Ego Vegan Mascara. God, that name is not good, but it actually represents some really annoying vegans pretty well.
Did you mean to do that, Tarte?
Shit.
It's pretty funny.
Just to clarify, not all vegans, but there are some annoying ones. It is what it is.
Hey, even some vegans know that there are some annoying vegans.
Yes, I know, and those vegans are the ones I like.
Yeah.
All right, so this says, let your lashes be full of themselves. Boost your lash volume and confidence with this ultra black, flake-free vegan mascara that instantly lifts your lashes and delivers a fully loaded flutter for 16 hours. Available now for $23 US. And it's got pink packaging. It's got the design of Better Than Sex mascara.
It does.
And there we go. I'm curious to see what people think.
And they've
think
just
about.
Put it on a girl with already thick, long, amazing lashes.
Yeah. I agree. She actually looks like she's got lash extensions in there.
Yeah. All they've done is, or all the mascara has done, is coated the tips of her naturally long and perfect lashes.
Yeah, I agree.
Great.
If I had her lashes, I wouldn't even wear mascara, let's be real.
Hey, if I had her lashes, I'd just buy this mascara because it clearly just coats your natural lashes. All right, Tom Ford. We have new eyeshadow quads. There's three of these. There's Body Heat, Suspicion, and Double Indemnity.
Oh.
Interesting. Then we have, they're $88 US each. Whew, bit rich. Then we have Lip Sparks. These are $55 US each. These are smooth and metallic, like glitter lipsticks.
These are just like the ones by Terry brought out. These are just like the ones that
Pat
McGrath brought out, Ciate brought out.
Yep.
They're essentially a metallic lipstick with a bit of shimmer in them, and then they coat them with glitter to make them look even more sparkly.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. But if you want a really fucking bougie glittery glittery lipstick,
go for it.
There is also a badass mascara. It's $46 US.
They're so edgy.
I know. And its name is actually Badass Mascara. It's 01 Badass Mascara.
Yeah.
So they say it volumizes, it's waterproof, and it pumps up the lashes. I'll stop it with an extreme biker jacket black intensity.
Cringe.
Let's move on to the next thing.
How much was that one?
$46 US.
All right. Okay, the next thing is quite Aussie-centric. Sorry, guys. But Ulta 3, which is nothing to do with the store Ulta. It's a brand in Australia. They have released a new range. So it's the Glow Up range. It's the Ultimate Contouring and Highlighting Collection. They've got a 6-shade contour palette, so 3 highlighters, 3 contours, looks like 3 mattes and 3 shimmers. There's 2 illuminating drops, there's a limited edition, there's a voltage and there's electric, and then I think they've re-promoted some products and added new shades. They're promoting the bronzer powder duo, the highlighter powder duo, and the new blush powder duo, along with the cream contour stick, the cream blush stick, and the cream highlighter stick. In addition to that, this is slightly older news, but I thought we would talk about them anyway. They also released a new collection called the Lip Switch, where they have three lip toppers. They're like sheer lip toppers that transform the color underneath. There's the Warm Up color, which is a yellow. It adds like a warmth to the lip color. There's the Cool Down, which is more of a sort of really cool toned purple, like a bluey purple. We'll have on the screen hopefully what it does to nudes. And then there's also a shimmer topper and a glitter topper. So you can add these to most colors, especially nudes, to really sort of change the effect and the color, which is interesting. So these are available now as well.
The time has come to dedicate this episode to a beauty news VIP, and this week's VIP is Karen. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen,
for supporting us. Thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in any way that you choose to do it. We love you guys.
Especially Karen.
We do. Karen's our girl.
She's our girl this week. Yeah. We love you, Karen.
Love you.
All right, so emoji. Look, there's a lot of sparkly action going on in the lips and the body.
Yeah,
on all the
up
face,
and down the legs.
Oh my god! So we're just doing sparkle, 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 sparkle.
Good. Let's
shine,
do
shine,
it.
Shine. We're doing it. So
shine, shine, shine.
Good
thumbs
reference.
Up if you know where that's from.
Wink, wink. It's a great reference. Love Jackie. Anyway, love her. So if you made it to the end, leave sparkle emojis in the comments.
Excellent.
We'd like to see who is dedicated to the cause and got right through to the end, even if you had to skip some boring shit.
Yeah.
With the timestamps, that's up to you.
That's
you
all
do
right.
You.
You can do that. Yeah. I'll watch those parts on 2x speed when I'm when I'm doing the metadata.
That's fair. All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.